Do you want to be healthier, yet you just don't know what to do? All these shows telling you this and that, but nothing seems to work. Well, listen close. Golden State Media Concepts has got something great for you. The health and wellness podcast dedicated to workout trends, healthy eating habits, diet, and everything about healthy living. Join us in our banters as we help you not just live life to the fullest, but live it to the healthiest.
Welcome to the GSMC Health and Wellness Podcast, brought to you by the GSMC Podcast Network. I am your host, Heidi, and I am joined today by the fabulous Stacey.
Hello.
Today, we are talking about food delivery kits and what they are and are they worth it? Because honestly, you've probably seen advertisements for food delivery kits like on social media and like really just a lot of places online. Maybe it's because I just look up food all the time, but they end up on like my like sidebar, you know, on Google. I don't know.
So when you say you mean Heidi.
Yes. So
Heidi
when
sees
I,
them all
when
the
I'm
time.
Talking about everyone, I mean they bombard me trying to make me buy food, which
yeah,
is
I don't see
most
them
of my
at all.
Ads. Really? I get so many ads. Wow, that really shows my search history. I just look up like produce and stuff. But okay. Well, there are lots of ads about them, and you know, now that I'm talking about them and you're listening to a podcast about it, now maybe you will all get these ads.
Right.
Because like, you search food delivery. Exactly. Now they're coming to a search bar near you. Also, these meal kits, like, they advertise themselves, I guess, as, like, saving you really a headache in the kitchen because they provide, like, recipes, ingredients, and provide you, like, sort of, like, less options and less time in the grocery store. I feel like that's what they're trying to sell you on.
But they also make it seem like, you know, you'll be a master in the kitchen if you
that
buy
is
our box.
True.
Like everyone's so wonderfully happy and they like there's the whole thing about, you know, oh, we don't have a gravy boat, so we use our mug or whatever for one of them. And it's like, mm-hmm. we all know how to like, you know, just cook on the fly. And I'm like, I don't.
Oh, then you've seen these advertisements.
They don't show up in my search history. They show up on TV.
They are everywhere. They're everywhere. They're taking over our media. And that is true. It's interesting to me that they advertise themselves as like, you'll be a better chef. Because a lot of times, like if you get these meal delivery kits and then you don't even, like they don't provide you knives or pans, you know.
True. Oh, yeah.
So you have to make sure you have the right equipment for it, which I feel like they try and keep pretty basic. But like not everyone has a zester, you know.
I don't even know what a zester looks like.
Exactly. Not everyone has them. So I feel like they're like advertising themselves as something that will make you a great chef. Some of that depends on how committed you are, because if you just like stop halfway through the meal and decide it's too much, then you're probably not going to become a great chef, no matter how many boxes you order. But they do keep you from going to the store for all of your ingredients. And I think because of that, they are interesting. They are something that some people like, some people don't like. And I just wanted to look into what they are, if they're worth it, and also if they're wasteful, because they are. So I don't know. Interesting topic. And to start off with what they are, there are multiple brands of meal kits. Some examples are like Green Chef, Purple Carrot, HelloFresh, like Blue Apron, Dinnerly. There are like a lot of different, I don't know, different types of things. Also, those are more like meal kits. There are food delivery kits, like which will deliver like fresh produce to you, for example. There's one that I know of called like Imperfect Produce. And then there are other some companies, like maybe local companies that like farms will deliver food to you. Like I know.
Like a CSA.
Yeah. Yeah. Like a CSA. Like where I live, there's like a farm called like KPay Farms and they'll like try and deliver to you. They always come to, well, not always, twice they've come to my door asking me to sign up. And they're very nice, but I still say no.
But I think we should also specify, because my sister did this for a while, where she had a meal delivery kit, but it wasn't for cooking. These were like sort of meal prepped, already prepped meals, and then you just heat them up or whatever. But they're already done. And that's not what we're talking about either. These are the sort of you're going to click it boxes.
Yes, that is a big difference. Because there are things like Meals on Wheels, and they actually will deliver you meals. And this is different because they're giving you the ingredients and the recipes, but you still have to actually cook it. So you might be saving time from going to the grocery store, but you might still be spending half an hour cooking the food.
Yes.
So that is a pretty big difference. And I think you're right. The idea of just saying meal kits can be confusing because they're like kits to make a meal, not just to have them. Yeah. Yeah.
These are recipe kits.
Very true. Yeah. And they include more than just produce. There are ones that just deliver produce, which is what I'm calling food delivery. But when I say meal, I mean like they'll come with like zucchini plus pasta noodles, you know,
lamb roast or something.
Exactly, but it's raw, so you have to cook it. But yes, you know, those type of things. Also, in general, I would say these are like meant to take advantage of our laziness and just deliver ingredients and recipes and supposedly convenience, because I like going to the grocery store. Not everyone does.
Well, you also have the search history of produce.
So. I do. So yes, I really, when I go to the grocery store, it's a joy for me. Unless it's really crowded, then I hate it. But I enjoy going, but a lot of people don't. So this is supposed to save you the trip, which, you know, is nice, I guess.
I think this also probably helps with people who just really hate that question of what's for dinner tonight.
Yes.
And hate thinking about it. It's like, if I just take the time on like a weekend and just pick certain meals for certain nights, and then when it shows up, it's like, oh, that's what's for dinner tonight. And I just have to follow these steps and not have to think about it.
Yep, that is very true. Also, in general, meal services, they might like differ from each other a little bit, but in general, they all do the same thing. They provide fresh ingredients like your produce, plus other ingredients like your, you know, proteins and carbs, spices, or whatever, spices. Yeah, all those things. And they bring the recipes to your front door, and all you have to do is cook them. You do, to choose your like menu, you go online ahead of time. You look through all their menu for like the upcoming few weeks or week or whatever, and then you order the meals based on like family size or number of meals you need, and then you select your delivery date, and they get sent to you, you know, on whatever date you chose. So like you can choose like, oh, I'm just making it for two people, and then you can make it for two. Or you can choose like family of four, and then you have that much food delivered to you. But also it's good to mention these kits are deciding what your portion size is, essentially. So they're determining if it's for two people, which some recipes do, but you don't get to pick how much like chicken you get, essentially.
But also I think there's the, and this is part of why beyond the whole no cooking ever thing, of why 1-on-1 is they're delivering to your door. And if you happen to be in a place where like packages get stolen, it's just like,
oh yeah,
people are going to be stealing my food all the time. And I'm already hungry. And that's just, I'm going to be hangry. We're not
when
doing that.
Hangry when you got to hunt down your package. It's the worst type of confrontation.
It's like, I already had my butcher knife ready, so. Yeah.
Might as well use it for something else. Exactly. And I think you can give them instructions like for any delivery, like, oh, deliver, I don't know, put hidden behind this bush or something. You can. But again, if people are like stealing your packages, I don't know. And we are going to mention price later on, but I feel like typically the idea is that someone who's ordering this is probably more well off per se. So they might not be worried about having packages stolen, or there might just be someone who's home to get the package.
They're more well off, or they are like desperate enough that I just don't want to go to the grocery store. I will pay this extra.
Or just have no time. That's a big thing. If you have no time to go to the grocery store. I know a lot of people do it because of that type of convenience. Also, the companies typically will package the food box with like insulated liners and cooling packs, so your food should ideally be fresh and cold when you open it. And they're convenient. You don't have to spend time like putting together a recipe, and the ingredients will often come pre-measured depending on what brand like kit. So they'll be like, for this recipe, you only need a tablespoon of curry powder. We just put a tablespoon of curry powder in a little bag, and you don't have to measure.
And that's one of the really good things I think about it, because I hate that when I do actually on the like rare blue moon actually try and follow a recipe. And it's like, you need this thing you never have in the kitchen, and I can't just go out and buy like a tablespoon of it. It's like the minimum is the small little spice thing that will last you at the rate you use it for like a decade.
Yep.
And I'm like, I don't need that much. I only need this little bit. Why can't I just get this little bit?
I mean, the bulk section. Except not all spices can come in that
bulk section.
Oh, especially
if it's something not usual.
That's true.
I'm just like, seriously.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I almost want to like not get it, but then I know it'll turn out even worse than it's already going to turn out.
So. And if you buy a tiny amount, it's usually more expensive.
Yes.
Yeah, which is also a downside. And that is what a lot of people like about this, is because you're getting these pre-measured ingredients, Like, sometimes the spice that you might not go out and buy normally, you can get to try it out in this meal kit. Who knows?
But it would suck for you if you're one of those people who likes to just sort of experiment while cooking and be like, well, let me just add this in. No, that's not in the kit. So unless you happen to have it, you really can't.
True. Yeah. A lot of this is, again, kind of dependent on your cooking level, you know? Like, it's not going to make you a better chef. But right. If you just have an ingredient lying around, you may or may not want to add it because it's not the recipe and you don't really know how that's going to turn out.
I feel there almost needs to be like a personality test of like, what's your kitchen personality? I am the microwave queen. I am the meal kit person.
Because,
like, to know where you're at.
Yeah. Equipment and experience makes a big difference.
Oh, yeah.
Also, that's generally what meal kits are. So I want to talk about if they're worth getting, if they're worth buying, really. Because if you're thinking about it, price comparison can be difficult for meal kits, like, versus just going to the grocery store. And that is really where the argument about if it's worth it comes down to, is traditional grocery shopping versus getting this meal kit that is supposed to replace most of your grocery shopping. And then before we continue talking about this, we're going to take a quick break and then we'll be back and keep talking about if meal kits are worth buying.
Still on the search of that one true love? On the limbo in this crazy world of dating, marriage, relationships? Well, listen to the Golden State Media Concepts Relationship Podcast, your one-stop podcast for everything about relationships.
Welcome back to the Health and Wellness Podcast. We are continuing to talk about meal kits and food delivery kits. And before the break, we mentioned the topic of if they're worth buying. So we're going to continue talking about that. As I mentioned before the break, price comparison can be difficult. Generally, you're dealing with grocery shopping, like traditionally, versus meal kit shopping, I guess. One of the reasons it could be difficult to price compare is because, as we've mentioned, a lot of the ingredients are pre-measured, like a tablespoon of curry powder. So it's difficult to measure that because you can't just buy a tablespoon of curry powder at the store.
I mean, you probably can in some stores, but...
True. Yeah.
Most stores probably not.
Right. Like, your Safeway isn't, you know, just going to sell you a tablespoon.
Your Whole Foods, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. That's true. Some bulk sections might. But because of that, it's difficult to compare just, like, based on, like, one recipe for something compared to buying it at the store. That can be hard. But when considering, like, if it's worth buying and, like, price comparison, I will say time is money. And one part of this is that, like, you can spend the time in a grocery store versus you just pick up the food at your front door. So the time you spend in a grocery store, maybe that's not worth it to you. Maybe you'd rather just pay potentially extra money, like a shipping cost or something, for your food box because you don't have to go to the store yourself. And again, that is time that you're spending. So I don't know. It's worth considering. It's a factor. Also, if you go grocery shopping, you can pick each item yourself. So you can decide what apple to buy. Whereas, like, meal kits, they do the picking for you. So, like, this could be a consideration if you think it's worth it for you. Like, if you go to the store, you're not going to choose the apple with a bruise on it. But the person who is picking your food may not do that. Also, the food could get jostled in transit, which they try to avoid. But you might not be getting the, like, pristine produce. It might have some, like, bruises on it, potentially. And you can't pick that out.
But in the reverse of that, if you're one of those people who, like, can cook but doesn't cook a lot or doesn't know a lot about cooking, and you're trying a meal kit for something you've never tried before, like a French lamb roast. I have no idea why I'm stuck on lamb roast, because I'm not even sure if that's a thing. But like a French lamb roast, something you've never tried before, you might not know what to pick to go with that. You might not know, okay, it's this herb, but what does this herb look like when it's at its freshest or whatever. You might not know, you know, hey, if I've never used this produce before, what does a good version of this produce look like? So you do also have that, where at least they're picking things that go along with this recipe. And, you know, the idea for a lot of these kits is to make money. So they're probably going to, you know, not give you the worst produce, at
least. Yeah, that's true. And I think then if, you know, you don't know how to make a lamb roast or whatever, then that might take you into like a deep like Google pit hole of trying to like look up what does sage look like when it's best, you know, or what dried or fresh, like, and then that could just be more time spent looking it up if you're really dead set on making that one recipe.
Yes.
Yeah. And also food delivery kits will often try and sell you on their quality ingredients. Like, you know, maybe you wouldn't normally buy organic eggs, but for this recipe, you only need 2 eggs. So they're going to give you organic cage-free eggs. And maybe that is cheaper in a meal kit sense because you're only buying 2 in your whole kit. And then you get to try this like nice product that maybe you wouldn't ordinarily.
Yes. So it could be nice. See if it's worth it on your regular. Oh, I really like these cage-free eggs. Got to get these next time.
Yep, exactly. Also, as I said, many of the ingredients are organic and responsibly sourced. A lot of meal kits advertise on this, and I would say almost every meal kit I've seen, their ingredients are, like, nicer in terms of where they're supposed to be sourced from.
Yes.
Although sometimes then that means you're getting really nice zucchini, but it gets scratched and bruised on its transit, and then maybe that's not as worth it because you're... I mean, it could be from the sourcing, but then maybe your really nice organic produce is sort of messed up when you get it. I am speaking from an anecdotal experience, but if that's very specific, it's because it was.
Yes. Your zucchini especially?
Yeah. Yeah. Aww. It was really sad. It was just, yeah, I don't want to talk about it.
Okay.
It was bad. Moving on. Typically, though, if you're considering just price, you might be a really sensible meal planner. Like, sometimes for sensible meal planning, you have to like fit things together like Tetris style, like Monday's leftover chicken is a base for Tuesday's dinner. And then the scallions that you bought for Tuesday will also go into the batch of whatever you're making for the weekend, etc. Kind of like things like that. So if you're smart about this, you can save a lot of money by just doing traditional grocery shopping and meal prepping if you're really thinking it out. Some of the price comparison may depend on what type of consumer you are. So if you plan well, It probably will be a better deal for you in the long run than just getting a box. But again, that means you're eating the same like scallions or whatever for a whole week versus a meal prep box where not necessarily. So things to consider. What are the prices for meal kits? If we're talking about price comparison, what are the prices? Well, here's some examples. Blue Apron, which is a meal delivery kit, they start at $59.94 for 3 days of meals for 2. HelloFresh starts at a similar $9.99 per serving for 3 days of meals for 2. So it's the same price as Blue Apron for 2 days.
3 days.
3 days. Thank you. Dinnerly, which is designed to be cheaper. And they're also a side note. Dinnerly is supposed to be cheaper because they give you fewer ingredients and they usually repeat their menu items more often than other like companies.
Oh.
But because of that, they're cheaper. And also the recipes are less involved, I would say.
You're making Dinnerly sound like the college student's prep box or something.
I'm just saying these advertisements have just, they've taken over my brain. That's what they've tell me. Also, they're designed to be cheaper. So in Dinnerly, a box feeding 2 adults is like $38.99 and a box feeding 4 adults is $68.99 plus $8.99 shipping. There's also another company called A. Marley Spoon, Marley Spoon?
I think it's, isn't it Marley Spoon? Well, actually, I might be thinking of something else. Never mind.
I don't know. But this company was actually something that Martha Stewart endorsed.
Oh.
Apparently, she endorsed a food delivery kit. But these meals are, like, more involved. Like, the recipes are more involved because it's Martha Stewart.
Right. Exactly. That's exactly what I was thinking.
Yeah. So sometimes the meal kits, the general idea is all pretty similar, but they can have different, like, twists to them. Like, Dinnerly is cheaper. Marley Spoon is supposed to be fancier. For Marley Spoon, a kit of 3 meals to serve 2 adults is $61.50. Which, I don't know. I guess if you're doing a really fancy thing,
right,
maybe it's worth
it. You want to impress your boyfriend's parents when they come over or something.
But they can't eat it. It's only for 2 people, so.
Well, that's true. Only they're eating. We're just going to sit here creepily and watch them.
We're going to eat popcorn. Oh, also it's important to note, these are for really only 1 meal a day. So if you're buying for 3 meals, like 2 people, 3 meals, that's 1 meal a day for 3 days. So this price is only for 3 meals, and it's mostly designed for dinner, I would say. That's generally their focus.
Which I think makes sense, since the idea of these boxes from their advertisements is, oh, let's all get together in the kitchen and cook.
Mm-hmm.
We're probably not like doing that at home. Lunch.
Yeah,
we're all at work or school or whatever.
Exactly.
But we're all together at dinner time, so then we can do it.
Right. So I feel like it is, at least when I'm thinking about my budget, that's pretty expensive for just like dinner.
Because,
and I'm still going to have to go to the store to buy something else. You know, like I need milk just for breakfast or whatever, you know. So I don't know. It's hard to say.
But I think if you're like a single person who would use like the two meal box, maybe like make one for now and have one for leftovers. This works really well for if you're so busy that you can't go grocery shopping. Also too busy probably to actually plan out meals.
Mm-hmm.
This works well. You don't really have to think about it. It's like, okay, I follow this. This is for dinner. This is tomorrow's lunch. I only have to feed myself tomorrow's dinner. And then, hey, I get another box and we do this all over again. And no thought process involved.
Right. And I will say, I don't know if my roommate listens to this podcast, but that is what she does. She'll like get coupons for the boxes and then be like, oh, for two people. And be like, great, that's for me for 2 days.
Right.
And then she just kind of does that with all the meals. So, I mean, for her, it is worth it because she doesn't have time to go to the grocery store. So I could see it depends a lot on your lifestyle. Again, I think it depends on what type of consumer you are. Do you like meal planning? Do you like recipe hunting? Or do you just want it to kind of be told to you, like, and then do this, you know?
If I could cook, I would probably do it because it would be an easy way to, like, sort of vary my meals.
Yeah.
Because I'm the type of person of, like, if I actually can cook the one thing, I will only make that and I will eat it days and days and days and then get sick of it and then be like, I have nothing to eat. But if you're going to tell me every 3 days to make something else, it's like, hey, variety.
Yes, nice. I agree. And that is a good point for, like, that's a point for meal kits, is that it can increase your diversity of meals because, again, you're not eating the same thing for however many days.
It's not ramen every night.
Right, for a whole week. and also, like, the meal kits can have promotional prices. As I said, my roommate uses coupons. You can get coupons. Sometimes they come in the mail, or if a friend refers you, for instance, to a service, probably both of you will get a deal. So if you play it right, you could get a pretty good deal for, you know, at least a couple weeks. You'd have to remember, as always, cancel your subscription after your promotion ends.
This always also remember. Sounds anecdotal.
Maybe. For probably multiple subscriptions in my life. I'm sorry, wallet.
Poor subscribe a subscription and zucchini for Heidi.
Yeah, it was so many sad days. also, like, there are certain meal kits that can do certain things, like the meal kit Purple Carrot. They provide vegan meals. So that's a specific thing. Or like the Marley Spoon is really fancy meals. Also, all these meal kits, at least the ones that I've seen, will offer allergy information and they'll provide like meat and vegetarian meals to choose from, or like gluten free or something.
Now I want, and I'm sure it's out there, though thankfully I don't know about it yet, so I'm not just totally killing my idea to eat healthy. I want this for like dessert.
Oh.
Of, like a different dessert every other day. That I'd actually be willing to get in the kitchen for. Please, listeners, don't tell me what it is. I'm sure it's out there, but I don't actually need to know it, so don't tell me.
I have seen HelloFresh has a wine one.
Huh.
Well, they'll give you different wines.
To go with the meal you're making?
I think it can be to go with the meal, because on the menus they'll say sometimes, like, paired with this wine is good, or this drink.
Uh-huh.
But I think you can get it as it's just a drink thing. Hmm. So, I don't know. That is interesting. I've seen the advertisements. Again, I'm not saying I'm trying to play the system, but when I get a promotion, I like to use the promotion, and then I read all of the other material to see if I can get another promotion. So that's how I know about the wine thing.
Wow.
Yep.
Heidi, just all food all the time.
Yeah, kind of. Also, in general, the bottom line is that meal kits are more expensive typically than grocery shopping. Again, depending on what you buy and how you buy. But you also might want to consider the time that you spend grocery shopping and recipe researching, and consider then if a meal kit is worth it for you. So there are multiple factors besides just straight money, like time.
Yes.
We're going to take a quick break and then we'll be right back and keep talking about meal kits.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be. Visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter, and download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
Welcome back to the Health and Wellness Podcast. We are continuing to talk about meal kits. Another point that I want to make about meal kits is, are they wasteful? As I've said, there is packaging that goes into these products being delivered to you. Also, because they're being delivered to you, the question is there extra exhaust that gets used to transport the food to your door? There are questions concerning this. A lot of meal kit companies, they ship multiple meals in one box, which is one way they try and avoid over packaging everything. And typically it's like three meals to a box, which makes sense like financially and like in terms of your carbon footprint. Because if you just shipped each meal separately, like that would be really expensive and
yes,
it would be wasteful and, you know, things would get lost probably easier.
Like I think a number of them you actually like order for the week and then you mm-hmm. just get shipped however much, and they have like a minimum you have to do the 3 days or whatever. You can't just be like, I just want the one day.
Yes.
You have to do a minimum per week, and then it's here's all your meals for the week.
Right, yeah. And so I think three is generally the magic number of like you have to order three meals and they all get delivered, but that can vary a little bit. And I think you're right. I don't think you're allowed to just do one meal. I don't feel like they'll let you do that. You have
it's
to pick like
the
whole
week.
Even
if I'm going on vacation for the rest of the week and I only want the one, nope.
Yep, too bad. Too bad. Also, nearly every ingredient contains its own packaging. So like if there's just a garlic clove in the recipe, again, like they'll pre-measure. So if you only need one garlic clove, that comes in a tiny little plastic bag. If you need like half an onion, that just comes in a slightly bigger plastic bag. And then if you want like, I don't know, like an egg, that will come in a super like carefully packaged right. box because they don't want it to break. There is a meal kit company called Green Chef, and they, for example, have generated, I think this website that I saw said 25 separate bags and containers, including the cardboard box, filled with tissue paper and plastic, all to ensure a single egg. So that whole package had like 25 separate bags and containers.
Which, I mean, you can definitely see if you're like, okay, I need a tablespoon of this and salt and pepper, and it's like, I mean, I get we're all going to the same place, but we have to make sure that this is actually only salt and this is only pepper. And I won't believe right. you if you just give me a bag of multicolored dust. So each little thing.
And as a side note, I think typically with the meal kits, they're ensuring one that you have all of the items like pots, pans, knives. But also, I don't think they provide you olive oil and I don't think they provide you salt or pepper or like vegetable oil, unless it's like really special, like olive oil. Or like truffle
well, I think
oil.
I've seen it, but it might have just been the special, like, introductory one. Because the one I had, it was like, here's the oil. And I was like, okay, cool.
Oh, could be.
But also, I think that was definitely, like, it might have been one of the earlier ones. And they might have changed that because oil especially. It's like, that seems, like, easy to spill.
Yeah.
In this box yeah. that's getting tumbled around.
Right. I know. Yeah. So, again, all of the packaging that goes to keep your food safe and cold and whatnot. There is a lot. Because of that, HelloFresh CEO Adrian Frenzel, he said, quote, "We are making a concentrated effort to reduce our carbon footprint. We just recently released our new eco-friendly packaging that eliminates styrofoam and cuts down total packaging waste by up to 50%. HelloFresh also incentivizes customers to ship back their packaging for credit. And a lot of meal kit companies encourage the reuse of the ice packs that are shipped with your food to keep everything fresh.
But I mean, if you get this regularly, you're going to end up with a lot of ice packs.
And a lot of boxes. Yeah.
Which works if you're like, you know, the team mom for a rugby team or something. But otherwise,
yeah,
not so much.
You can. So apparently, I didn't know this, but apparently for HelloFresh, you can ship back your containers for credits, which would be worth it if you're thinking about price. I also know that some of the ice packs, I don't know what type of material's in it, but the bag says that, because they say, oh, you can recycle everything. You can drain out, like throw away the stuff inside the ice pack bag, and then you can recycle the bag that the material came in.
Very interesting.
So I have seen that, which I don't know what like the green goop that comes out of your ice pack is,
right.
But that, apparently you could throw it away. Yeah, I don't know. Or put it down your sink. Not sure. Don't quote me on that. They have instructions. Don't just do what I say. There are instructions for how to recycle it. Also, buying from grocery stores. If you're thinking about comparison between grocery stores and meal purchasing, if you're going to a grocery store and you buy like 12 eggs at a time, that will cut down on some of your packaging because, you know, it's probably easier for you to just carry a dozen eggs home than for them someone to ship you two eggs. It is important to point out that grocery store food still comes in a lot of packaging, and a lot of packaging is used to ship the food to the store.
Yes.
So just because you don't see it, so you think I'm using less packaging, that's not necessarily true. Everything like comes in a box or something, and it's packed somehow.
I remember there's someone, maybe it's a comedian, who did their whole rant about cereal and how their kid didn't want like the bagged cereal, but when you buy the, you know, the brand name box cereal, it's still in a bag in the box. And there was this whole rant about the kid didn't want the cereal in the bag. It's like, it's still in a bag.
Just because you can't see it doesn't mean it's not there.
They're both in bags.
Yeah, that's true. There's a lot of packaging that goes into our food. Also, one of the bonuses of meal kits is that you get exactly what you need. So because of that, you're having probably less waste of like, I bought this whole thing of, I don't know, this specific spice, and you might never use it again, so you're technically it's going to waste. So if you're getting everything pre-measured for the exact like recipe, you're probably not going to waste it because you're going to use all of it because you need to, unless you don't like it for whatever reason. So I guess an example of this, I don't know if I need to give an example because I feel like you all know, but again, if you just buy celery in a whole batch and you only need two ribs of celery, I mean, you're going to let the rest of it go to waste in your fridge, potentially, if you forget about it. But if you use a meal kit, you only get two ribs of celery and you're not going to let it go to waste.
Yes.
And HelloFresh, the company, they do claim that by using their plan, you cut down on food waste by more than 60%. So I don't know. It's up to you all if that actually happens.
I mean, I'm terrible with food waste. I'll buy things and then they just sit in the fridge forever until they go bad and then just throw it out. It's like, there goes my money.
I have had that happen where you forget about, I don't know, like a head of lettuce, and then you smell it before you find it, and it's bad.
Yeah.
Food waste. It's a problem. Also, the meal kit companies, like Green Chef, they have tried to reduce their carbon footprint in other ways by reducing how much food they waste at their factory when they send it to you. So, like, the products that maybe don't get put in the box, like, maybe they don't fit their standards or meet their standards, they might use that for composting at their company headquarters or in their cafeteria to feed their staff. So they're trying to reduce their footprint because I'm sure they're very aware of how many boxes they send out. And in the final closing, meal kits are up to you. Depends how you shop. Like, can you even go to the grocery store? Do you have time? If you don't have time, maybe consider a meal kit. Or if you know someone who uses one, they might be able to give you a promotional code and then you can find out if you like it and it can be cheaper.
Or if you, like me, absolutely hate cooking, maybe don't consider a meal kit.
Exactly.
Because they don't come with the personal chef as well, unfortunately.
Yeah,
sadly. I would actually subscribe to that one, but sadly, no.
That would be nice. So consider them if you want. Again, if you don't cook, probably not. But we hope this information can be informative. And thank you all so much for listening. Please tune in to the next Health and Wellness episode.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Health and Wellness Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network, from movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.